The Legislative Committee looking at the budget plan has started a series of hearings around the state. The first gathering in Milwaukee yesterday drew several hundred people. One of the main topics was Governor Doyle's plan to boost spending for anti-crime programs in the city. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says even a proposed increase in state shared revenue won't be enough.
The stark budget reality is that this increase will not cover even the $6.5 million needed to sustain existing staffing levels at the Milwaukee Police Department. And that is before we add any additional police officers.
Barrett says residential property taxpayers in Milwaukee already face pressure to help pay for other programs. The anti-crime approach was also taken up by a coalition that wants lawmakers to add $5 million to help pay for after-school programs through community learning centers. Michelle Bria of Journey House in Milwaukee says the centers help keep kids out of trouble.
CLCs provide alternatives to street gangs. It's part of a crime reduction. We are saving lives, and also, more importantly, is fun.
The legislators also heard more spending requests for mental health and dental services, child care assistance, and many other programs. The state's largest business group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, called for spending restraint, elimination of wasteful spending, and cutting back on state employee benefit programs. The next budget hearing is today in Arlington, north of Madison. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.